Okay, so today's daf is Yuma daf Peches, and we're holding Pezayin Amad Beis. We're holding around 15 lines up, 8 from the bottom of the page, in the middle of the line, Tanhasa. B'shleisha Prakam B'shana, 3 Prakam of the year, 3 times a year, Kayanam Naisim in 3 different intervals of the year, Kayanam Naisim Eskafeim Abrapam Mayayim B'shachos Musav Mincha V'ni'ilas Sharam, Kayanam Duchin 4 times in the day, on these three types of days of the year. What are they? And when they duchen shachris mincha, shachris musaf, mincha ne'ila, what are these three types of days? Elayin shesh prakim, betanyes, on fast days, mamadays. Mamadays, of course, are the maimed when we have the kahanim was split up as 24 mishmerim, and they were corresponding maimedes of Israel that would fast and daven all day, that the Klai Yisrael has to be aymid al karbanon when the karbanon is being brought on the Klai Yisrael's behalf. They represent Klai Yisrael to be the bialim that's aymid on the karbon. So they were for that group of Yisraelim that were on call to be mamadis for them that day was also a day of they would have on those days they would be dukkening 4 times Yom Kippurim and on Yom Kippur itself. Now the first Rashi already brings the kashas really Gemara and Tainus that we don't have all 4 tefillas in all 3 of these days. L'chari, you don't have musaf on a regular tainus. You don't have musaf. Yom Kippur, of course, you have all the tefillas. But you don't have musaf necessarily on mamadis. What does it mean? On these 3 days, you had 4 times duchening. You don't have 4 shemaneh esrei to have 4 times. They say, Skapayim, and the Gemara Tainus answers anachami. It just means on these 3 types of days, every possible tefillah will have nisei skapayim. On a regular day, we don't have, besides the phenomenon of musaf, we don't even duchen by mincha because we're scared there's a chashash of shikris that maybe the person would have drink. He drank some intoxicating beverage before mincha, and he can't duchen. And therefore, we only would have duchening on a regular day. And we don't do this in Chutz La'aretz at all, unless it's Sfardim, but some Sfardim do. But in Eretz Yisrael, they still duchen every day. Every Shachris, they duchen. So on a regular day, they duchen Shachris. They may duchen Musaf. Let's say if there is Musaf, they would duchen Musaf, but only if there is Musaf, let's say Rosh Chodesh. But they certainly don't duchen a mincha. These 3 types of days, they duchen, there's duchening for all the tefillas. Whether it's 3 or 4 is not the main diak. That's the Gemara Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Tainus. Okay, my Neil Sharm, what is in the Sharm? This is the focus from here for almost the rest of the daf. What exactly is Ne'ila? What is Ne'ila? A Machoikas Rabbi Shmuel, first of all, is Ne'ila a separate tefillah, separate Amid the Shemoneh Esrei, or is it just like an addendum to a tefillah to the existing Shemoneh Esrei? But it's not an extra tefillah by itself. That's going to be one discussion. Another machlokes is going to be whether Ne'ila is said dafka by day of Yom Kippur, or it's meant to be like kind of the Matzi Yom Kippur tefillah. That's going to be the second machlokes. Let's see. Mind the Shem. What is Ne'ila? Rav Amar Tzlusi say it's a separate. Again, we're calling it the word Shemoneh Esrei because that's our words. That's the words we typically use to describe the Amida. But really, Shemoneh Esrei literally means 18 brachas. We actually never live Shemoneh Esrei anymore because our Shemoneh Esrei consists of 19 brachas, right? Well, Shina was added as 19 brachas. But we refer to the Amida davening as Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. It's actually 7 brachas. So certainly wouldn't be called Shemoneh Esrei means 18. It wouldn't be called really. It's not really a proper, you know, name 18. It's not 18. But again, that's the title we'll use for Shemoneh Esrei, either that or Amida, for just not to confuse it. So the point is that Rav learns that there's a separate Amida for Ne'ila. It's a full tefillah of it's a full kind of tefillah that's done separately on Yom Kippur. Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar Ma'anu Machenu. That tefillah which we do say by Ne'ila Ma'anu Machenu. That is all what Ne'ila is. Not a separate tefillah itself. Not a separate Amida. Meisvei Esek Marakasha Shmuel or Yom Kippur Mispal Shevem Misvada on the Ur of Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, which means really the night. The Ur means. This is actually the first words of Masechet Pesachim. Ur Lar Basar, where Beitkin, that we check for Chametz Lar Aner, Ur Lar Basar, what does Ur mean? Does it mean daytime or does it mean nighttime? We bring rayas, many rayas, that are both directions, but ultimately we come out that Ur means the night. Ur means the night of the 14th, when it's the night before the morning of the 14th, we check for the Chametz. Here too, this is one of the rayas that Ur means the night before, because here Yom Kippur, it's referring to the night before. So the Ur of Yom Kippur, we daven 7 brachas umisvad. We daven a shmeina esrei, so to speak, of 7 brachas and say vidui. Shachris misvad, shem misvada, mus misvad, shem misvada, minch misvad, shem misvada. We do the same thing. We repeat the amida of 7 brachas and say vidui by shachris musaf and mincha. B'ne'ilam misvad, shem misvada. And here's very clear. This is the part that we need. As a raya, it says very clear. Tanakhama says, this is Rameir speaking, that by Ne'ila also you daven a 7 brachas shem esrei and you say vidui. And and you end off with vidui at the tefillah vidui at the end of Ne'ila, exactly what we do. Different meir. Chum say slightly different. Mispal sheva. From rutzlach to vidui chesem, you daven again a shemoneh esrei of 7 brachas, not mid of 7 brachas. And if he wants to be chesem vidui, he's chesem. That's a discussion. What exactly chum argue or meir? But the point, for our purposes, they both agree that there's a full fledged amida for Ne'ilah. It's a separate Amidah. It's not just a tefillah of Ma'an Machayenu. It's a full separate Amidah of seven brachas for Ne'ilah as well. Like Rav says, the Gemara says, you're right. Tifta Shmuel, Tifta. This is a clear raya against Shmuel. Ula Barav went down. We've spoken this out multiple times already in this Pesachta. What does it mean went down? That it's Memakim Karsich Hashem, that the Baltfila used to daven, a person in general is supposed to be davening from a lower place, particularly the Baltfila, would leave the Tfila from a recessed point in the ground, a lower point in the ground, because to fulfill the Pasuk of Makim Karsich Hashem. So he went down, instead of saying like he went up to Avad Amid, we often say go up to Avad Amid, he actually needs to go down to Avad Amid. Okay, Pasach Bat Bachatanu, he began in the Nusach of Ne'ilah in the Shemar Esrei with the words Ata Bechartanu V'siyim B'ma'anu Mecheinu, and he finished in that Shemar Esrei Mecheinu, so he quoted the Ma'anu Mecheinu that Shmuel referred to, but it was all part of, he did it in the context of an Amidah of Shemar Esrei. And what happened? V'shabchei. Rava praised him. Rava said that's a beautiful way, that's the way to daven Ne'ilah properly. Afunu B'ray Damnas Amar V'yachar Amar V'yachad Aimra Achet Tfila Say. If Funi Bar Nosan said, a Yachad says that Tfila, Man Mechenu, after the Amidah, not during the middle of Amidah, after the Amidah, kind of like the Vidoy, that the Yachad says the Vidoy, the Nusach Vidoy, we say it after, in our private Shemar Esrei, after Shemar Esrei is over. And then, and Chazor Sashatz, it said in the middle of the Chazor Sashatz. So to this Man Mechenu, the Shlech Tzibra says in the middle of his Chazor Sashatz, whereas, right, he says it before Ritzei, he says in that part of the Tfila, in the Iker part, the middle part, in between, at the Kaddish, I would say, whereas the Yachid says it at the end of his Shemar Esrei. I'm a Rav. Tefillas Ne'ilah Pateres as Shalavis. Rav holds that the Tefillah of Ne'ilah patters the need for Meir of Amat Yom Kippur. Rav Tameh, the Amar, Slaisi Yisirasi. Rav goes according to Shita that it's a full Shemar Amidah. It's a full separate Amidah. Vekivan, the Tzalilei. So let's start. And once he already davened, he doesn't need daven further. So there's really going to be 2 points to this member of the Shita of Rav. Number one is that Ne'ilah is a full Shemar Esrei, not just a Tefillah, not just a Manu Machayenu, some sort of Tefillah. It's a full Amidah of Shemar Esrei, because otherwise, how could a patter Meir of Amat Yom Kippur, number one? Number two, he obviously feels that the Zman for Ne'ilah can be, Laila can be even after a nighttime on Matzah Yom Kippur, Lav Dafka, that has to be by day on Yom Kippur. In fact, me and Rav Achi, could Rav be the one that says that Ne'ilah patas from Meirv? Rav says, Bechlal Meirv is not an obligation. From a Rav, famous idea, there's Machlekes and Brachas and Dafka Zayin, whether or not Meirv is Rishus or Meirv is Cheva. Rav says, Halacha Kedivir Aimer, Tzvius Arv Rishus. Halacha is like the opinion that Tzvius Arv Rishus, which is by the way we paskin, will qualify that very shortly, but the is like one who says that Tfilas Meirv is Rishus. So Tfilas Meirv is Rishus, what do you mean? Ne'ilah Pat Tfilas Meirv, what does that mean? He's exempt from Meirv regardless, says the Gemara. You're right. Rav was saying that according, even though I paskin, I hold that the Meirv is Rishus, not a Cheva, according to one who says the Cheva, you still need that Meirv, yet Ne'ilah Kapater according to that Shita as well. Now Tesis, the long Tesis over here, is bothered. Tesis, same similar kasha Tesis brings in brachas, has a few kashas on this idea of Tfilas Arv Rishus. First of all, the Gemara of the Daf Chav Zayin discusses that a person who missed Shemar Esrei, missed Mincha, missed Shachris, the next Tfilah he davens a regular Shemar Esrei for that, whatever Tfilah we're up to, and then right afterwards he can follow up with a Tashlumen for the prior Tfilah that he missed. As long as he missed the bonus, he can follow up with a makeup Tfilah for the prior Shemar Esrei that he missed. And that applies, the Gemara of the Daf discusses, for Meirv as well. One who misses Meirv could daven twice by Shachris, daven Shachris the second Shemar Esrei. And the question is, if you hold that Meirv is a Rishus, why would you have a Tashlumen on a Rishus? Very unusual to have a Tashlumen on a Rishus. Question one from Taisus. Question two from Taisus is, the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed discusses, what about Rish Chaydish? If one misses Yalvi Yavi, he's got to repeat Shemar Esrei. What about by Meirv? The Gemara says, he doesn't have to repeat Shemar Esrei by Meirv. Why? Plus, you think this Meirv is Rishus would be great. No, that's not the reason. The Gemara gives a reason because a Mekachin Chaydish Belaila. Because since the best would never be Mekachin Chaydish by night anyway, so they never really necessarily had, they didn't know it was Rish Chaydish a night regardless, they didn't sanctify the month yet, and therefore missing Yalvi Yavi is not considered such a missing because they really had Rish Chaydish, it was always from the morning regardless, morning on. Ask Tais, what if come on to Shazvara? Say simple. Meirv is Rishus regardless. So even if you missed Yav Yavik, you missed Renes, it's Rishus. You don't repeat it because Rishus, two very similar questions. Why is this Tashlumen? Why is it Tashlumen for Meirv, number one? And number two, why does one have to give a different reason that you don't have to go over Meirv by Rish Chodesh? If you got Yav Yavik, say both of these things are because it's Rishus. So answer Tais is big aside. that avad, even according to the Pesach Marvus Rishos, one should only skip it b'makom mitzvah. Bechinam teis lashon is by us. Bechinam, one should not be skipping it for no reason, because he's lazy, he's not in the mood. Chas v'shalom. If there's another mitzvah that he's busy with, he's also in a different mitzvah, and this is creating some sort of conflict. So normally you say if chivdav marv, drop what you're doing. Chivdav marv. Here we say it's a mitzvah veris. Here we say no, don't drop what you're doing. According to my Marvus Rishos, don't drop what you're doing. Rather continue what you're doing. Ain't enough to be worried about marv. That is his answer, and that's why that there's still be, since the mice, you don't just drop it. Bechinam, you still, it's sort of like a chayiv. Therefore, there's a svar. There would have been a tzata saying you're a peach banana saying my brash chaydish, or that, and therefore there is an idea of tashlumim. It's just that if you have a compelling reason not to, then you're not absolutely mechayiv. Fine. So before, actually, just quick note on the psak. Lemaisa Shechanach brings that tefillas arvus is a rishus, but it's already brought down from Rambam that the Kali Yisrael accepted upon themselves that we don't treat it like a rishus. We accepted it that it's part of our Seder Yom, and it's more for us now. So the minik is that we treat it like a chayva that we do daven Shemar Esrei b'Marav. Okay, but Tosfos says Baam Kasha. Tosfos says once he's saying this, he's saying that even according to Rav that tefillas arvus, even according to Pinchas, tefillas arvus is a rishus. We still daven unless there's some other compelling reason not to. What was Agamor's question over here? That according to Rav, that what are you telling me that Nila, if Pater is Meirev, who needs Nila to Pater Meirev? Meirev's a Rishus. Yeah, but even according to Meirev, it's a Rishus. We still daven Meirev. We daven Meirev unless you're so busy with another mitzvah. So why on earth over here do they even have a Kasha and Rav? If my answer is correct, it says this, that even according to Meirev, it's a Rishus. We daven in anyway, and we treat it someone like a chayv anyway. It's just that if you're asik under the mitzvah, then you're exempt. Otherwise, without a compelling reason, I'm exempt. So what's the Mar's kasha? Why does that Rav need to tell us that Nila Patas Marv? You do need Nila Patas Marv, even according to Rav. Why have to say that Rav is going with Divriya Aimer to feel as Marv is a chayv? Answer is very interesting, and this will come up again in the next Gemara. Taisa says, because Matziyam Kippur is a time for a Suda, Suda's mitzvah, it's only vait like a yamtiv. It's still, after the fast, it's vait like a yamtiv, and preparing the food, preparing the meal to eat, to break the fast is considered being usik in something which is considered is not stam skipping wouldn't be considered skipping my bechinam. It's being usik in a mitzvah like act, and therefore it would make sense that if you hold myrav as rishus like Rav, that you wouldn't be busy davening myrav, but you can't be busy preparing the meal, and therefore you have to come on to the fact that Rav says that nila patas myrav must be on court's opinion that tefillas myrav is a chayva, because if you hold it's rishus, that would be a compelling enough reason to not be davening myrav. Very interesting. You say for tesis again, it's going to come up momentarily again. Says the Gemara further, Mesvi Akasha on from Abraisa. Or Yom Kippur Mispal Shem Misvada. Shachris is the verse we quoted before. Shachris Mispal Shem Misvada. Musaf Shem Mispal Shem Misvada. Minu Mispal Shem Misvada. Arvis. Okay, this part's actually this is a new addition or a new ending to this brisa. That's the same idea we had before. That you daven seven brachas of shmereses of seven brachas by Myriv when you keep the starts. Shachris Mincha. Shachris Musaf Mincha and Neila. And here's the part that we need. Arvis Mispal Sheva Me'ain Shemayna Esrei. By Meirav, the Tanakam says, you don't daven a full Shemayna Esrei, you daven seven Me'ain Shemayna Kavinenu, the bridge Shemayna Esrei, we put the 13 brachas in the middle, all together as one bracha. Rav Chanina ben Gamil Eimer, Mishamah Vesim, no, Mispal Shemayna Esrei, Shalem, you have to say a full Shemayna Esrei, why top of Pechas Menalf, Mishan Serach Leimer Avdallah, Becharin Das, you need to say a full Shemayna Esrei in order to be able to have Avdallah spoken out, Atacharin Danu, in the bracha, the fourth bracha of okay, that's just some machlekes, whether you're saying havinenu or you're saying a full shemayim. But both opinions, the brayso clearly agree that there's a mayriv on matzah b'kippur, and clearly the brayso says he already davened neila. Nila seven was ba'al, and then it's followed by Meirav. We see there's an Ila following Meirav. The Meirav towards the end of Yom Kippur is not pattering. Sorry, the Ila towards the end of Yom Kippur is not pattering the Meirav. L'chayra, we have a clear raya. Not like this sack that we said from Rav. Says the Gemara tonight. It's machlekes hanayim. The Tanya we learned, and the Machlokes is really going to be based on, we'll speak out what it's based on, then we'll read inside, is based on when is this man of Neila. If you hold this man of Neila as Dafka B'yayim, then Enechami, Neila is not Patri Marev, and that's beyond this most recent Brisa, that both Tadam agree that you have to Dav Marev afterwards. Machlokes, if you say Havinenu, a full Marev or not, but if you hold, but either way, you have to have a full Meirav, you have to have a Meirav, because Ne'ilah is supposed to be by day. If you hold Ne'ilah could be even at night, the Zman Ne'ilah is even at night on Matzah Yom Kippur, then Ne'ilah takes the place of Meirav, and that's the Shita of Rav, and that's the Machlokes between the Rav's opinion and which is one of the sheets of this Braisa and the Shita of the most recently quoted Braisa. Now, before we go into this new Braisa, which brings the Machlekes, whether Nila is this man is Matzah Yom Kippur or not, there's a discussion. What's Taka Pshat of Havinenu? Why is saying in a bridge Shmanesre, according to Tanakama, why Marv and Matzah Yom Kippur is in a bridge Shmanesre? So Rashi says, because of Terech, the guy Terech, the person davened all day, now he has to prepare a meal. Is a big Terech, it was a long day of davening, plus he's hungry for the meal, and therefore you do a short bridge Shmanesre. Taisva says, again, like I said before, that since he's still fasting now, he's still fasting by this Ma'ariv, and he's still waiting to eat a Suda of Matzah Yom Kippur, it's like he's still in a Matzav of Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, you don't daven a full Shemen Esrei. He's still in a Matzav of Yom Tov, the Ma'ariv of Tefillah, a Matzah Yom Kippur, is still in a, we still, till today, we're still fasting Taka, we still wear our Kittel and our Talos for that Ma'ariv of Matzah Yom Kippur, obviously it's just because we've been wearing it throughout the day, but the point is, it's like a Matzav of Yom Tov, and therefore you say, in a British version, very simple text we just said before, about Matzah Yom Kippur being also a Yom Tov still. Okay, says the Gemara again, what is the Machlekes Tanayim, whether or not Ne'ila is a daytime tefillah or it's a nighttime tefillah. Tanayim, the time went to the Baisa, Kochav tefillahs, Tevelin, Kedarka, and Beb Kippurim. Or people that have Machlekes tefillah can go to the mikveh, Kedarka, and Kippur. The idea is, even though you're not allowed to wash one's body on Yom Kippur, you know, one of the Inuim, of course, is washing oneself. He's not going into the body of water of the mikveh to wash himself for pleasure. He's going in for Tahara purposes, and therefore we're saying it's okay. But says this Braisa, Tevel Kedarka Yom Kippurim, they could be Tevel Kedarka Dafka on the Tevel Kedarka on the day of Yom Kippur. Nidve Ledus, they'll have to go to the mikveh at night. They have Tevel Kedarka, but Yom Kippur, they go to the mikveh the night of Yom Kippur. Balkari Tevel Chadmicha, Balkari can go to the mikveh only till Mincha. Rabbi says, "Call him Kula." Rabbi says, "No, you go to the mikveh the entire day." What's that machlekes? Machlekes is as follows: the Balkari is going to the mikveh because the Rabbanu Geizer, he can't daven, he can't learn after he sees Zeri, he can't learn if he goes to the mikveh. Lemaisa, just very important. Allah Lemaisa, we're not knowing that anymore. The Chatchila, once you go to the mikveh after he's might see Zeri, he should go to the mikveh for davening and learning. But the Eved, one does not have to, and one should certainly not delay davening or learning because of that. That's our Hanaga Lemaisa. Okay, but the point is, the Chaman and Geizer used to be, they're very makbar in this. They wouldn't daven or learn until they went to the mikveh after seeing Kerry. So on Yom Kippur, if Chilul person like Kerry, he couldn't daven Shemen Esrei, even though regardless, he does not become fully Torah till nightfall, but he can't daven or learn until he goes to the mikveh, so he wouldn't be able to daven the subsequent Shemen Esrei for the day of Yom Kippur until he goes to the mikveh. So it says the Tanakhama, which Shemen Esrei is allow him to still go to the mikveh till mincha. Shachris, Musaf, mincha, all tefillahs of the day of Yom Kippur, and therefore you can go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur in order to be able to stop that tefillah. Whereas the Tanakhama leaves out Neila. Obviously, Neila is a tefillah of the night already. It's like the Matzah Yom Kippur tefillah, and for that he can't go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur in order to daven a tefillah on Matzah Yom Kippur. Doesn't work. He can't go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur in order to daven tefillah of Neila on Matzah Yom Kippur. Basically, says no. He can go to the mikveh the entire day. L'chor, what's coming to add? Then he can go to the mikveh even for davening Neila. The idea of Lechair is that, well, the Mars didn't really ask us here in this, but that's really the idea that according to Rabbi Yisrael, we're saying Neila is part of the tefillahs of the day, whereas according to Tanakhama, tefillah is part of the tefillahs of the night, and according to Tanakhama, that's what Rav says, you pat to your Ma'ariv. According to Rabbi Yisrael, it wouldn't pat the Ma'ariv. That is the Lechair's explanation, what the Mars is coming to answer in this description of a Machlekes Tanayim, whether or not Neila pat this Ma'ariv. So that's the Ma'ariv Ramini. We have a Stira from this prior Braisa, both the Chum and Rabbi Yisrael are going to be saying to themselves, Hazav, Vazav, Vavatsera, Mamsras, Ba'anida, Ubalida, someone who Nebuchadnezzar, all these people are Tamei, with Tamei Mace, Tayv and Kedarkam, they go to the mikveh to get Darkam Yom Kippur. By daytime, need to be allowed to stay with Kedarkam Laila Kippur. They can go to the mikveh at night of Yom Kippur. Balkari Tayv Avail Kalyam Kulay. But they carry go to the mikveh the entire day. And this is the Tanakhama speaking, the Chamim, saying what Rabbi Yasi said in the prior version of the Machlekes. And Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Mitzvah, Minna Mincha, Lamala, Einach Litzvah. Rabbi Yasi said, you can't go to the mikveh after Mincha. That's exactly what the Tanakhama said in the prior version. Rabbi Yasi flipped and the Rabbanan flipped. Interesting, the Moravid doesn't say, Kasher, basically, Kasher, Chamam, Chamam. The Mara doesn't say it, and the Mara doesn't ultimately even focus on the answer to Chamam. The Mara is really primarily focused on the answer in our base. Let's see. Like Kasha, Hadat Slayt feels Nila, Hadat Slayt feels Nila. The way to answer to your base is, if he daven Nila already, that's when he can't go to the mikveh anymore. He davened, he can't go to the mikveh once he's finished all the tefillahs. And the first person where he says he can go to the mikveh the whole day, it's talking about he hasn't davened Nila yet. The Mara doesn't directly ask, so what's the answer for the steer in the Chamim? The Mara just goes with a different question. Either Tzali, if he already davened Nila, then basically saying once davening, he can't go to the mikveh anymore. What will be the shad of the chamin? He go to the mikveh once he davened all the tefillos. Why taka the chamin can go to the mikveh? My time the rabbanon. What's the rabbanon? He go to the mikveh because the rabbanon tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Because the rabbanon say tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Before we go into that, there's the first should say why does the gemara not address as the rabbanon astira? We're addressing a side point that according to the interpretation in Rabbi Yasi, the Rabbi says he can't go to the mikveh once he went davening neil already. Therefore, he can't go to the mikveh anymore. The chum still say go to the mikveh. The mara's brother, why? Why can't he still go to the mikveh? The chayyere davening neila. But what about the fact that the chum himself astira? The chum said in one brisa you can go to the mikveh only till mincha, and the other brisa they say you can go to the mikveh all the whole day. Doesn't make a difference when. So the simple answer is that the chachamim aren't necessarily the same people in two brisas. The chachamim of this brisa may be different than the chachamim of that brisa, and therefore they steal the chachamim. Even though usually in Shas the Gemara says kasher banan derabanan, we prefer to come with the regular answer, but the an answer we always fall back on is it's not the same chachamim, and therefore the Gemara felt the need to only answer Rabbi Yosi, not the chachamim. But lamaisa in the chachamim this taka kasha, what's taka pshat? Why would the chachamim say in the second brisa you let it go to the mikveh even after you daven all the tefillos? Answers the Gemara because the chachamim say tefillos is a mitzvah. Going to the mikveh on the earliest possible time is a mitzvah. So since he's theoretically able to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, even though he has no more tefillos to do, it's a mitzvah, and that mitzvah supersedes going into a body of water on Yom Kippur. Now again, we discussed when we started this brisa, and this is a bomb question that I'm bothered by. We discussed that lechur washing one's body on Yom Kippur is a problem, but it's relaxed when it comes to going to the mikveh because that's being done for tire purposes. So why are we so busy with the balkari if he has a tefillah left? If he doesn't have a tefillah left, say the same thing. Lechur, once he's going for tire purposes, we're not so worried about going to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Why all of a sudden by balkari are we makbid and by the other tefillahs we're not makbid? That is a shtark akasha, really a big aura, and many of the freshmen bother with. They give very various answers, but the kasha is, in my humble opinion, is stronger than the difference ritzim. They want to make kachamaskinas, they want to make cases, they want to say that one classic answer that the freshmen want to give is that we're talking about someone really, he can wait to go to the mikveh to Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur. Let's just leave aside the tefillah b'zmana for a second. The mitzvah is going to mikveh in the earliest possible time. Let's leave it aside. Really, he can wait to Matzah, always can wait to Matzah Yom Kippur. The reason not to is because if he plans to eat kachim that night, he needs to go to the mikveh by day in order to eat kachim that night. So in the case of Al-Keri, we're talking about someone who has no intent to eat kachim that night. So it's all a function of whether he needs to daven still or has anything else to do by day, but it's not related to eating kachim at night. Whereas all these other people, it was very relevant to them to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur itself because they want to eat kachim at night. So therefore, once we say that going to the mikveh is not a problem because it's not for pleasure purposes and there's a need because they need to eat kachim at night, therefore it was allowed. Whereas Balkari, Hachamayaskinan, what are we talking about? Talking about a case where he wasn't planning to eat kachim at night, and therefore the only reason to go to the mikveh would be for davening purposes or for other, like the Gemara saying now, in order to have tefillah b'zmana, but not in order to be eating kachim at night. That is again, it's Hachamayaskinan, it's a very specific kimta, why we're making a distinction between Balkari and the other forms, the other tumas that require going to the mikveh. Okay, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan hold tefillah b'zmana is the mitzvah, and therefore, even though he daven all the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur, he still can go to the mikveh in order to have tefillah and the earliest possible time, even if it's Yom Kippur itself. Mechlal says the Gemara, they're basically suffer la mitzvah. The fact they're basically only allowed going to the mikveh according to the second brisa, he only allowed going to the mikveh if he still has a tefillah to do. It's a tefillah, a Shemoneh Esrei to do. That's what allows him to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. But once he finished all the Shemoneh Esrei, he's finished nila. He can no longer go to the mikveh. Lechari, it must be all tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mechlal b'yisaver la mitzvah. Time later brisa, harisha shame kasev abesari. We had this in Shabbos and the Kufchav Aleph. If the shame Hashem was written on his skin, and he needs to go to the mikveh, but going to the mikveh is going to erase the Shem Hashem. He shouldn't wash or anoint that area because he's erasing Shem Hashem. He shouldn't stand in a place with Tanifus where it doesn't pass to have the Shem Hashem being exposed. This dominant feels mitzvah. What if he has a chiv to go to the mikveh? He should protect it with some sort of reed, wrap up some grass around it, protect it as much as possible, and then go to the mikveh. No, he goes to the mikveh in a regular way. He shouldn't rub water to proactively erase the name, the Shem Hashem, but he's not going to make for normally, passively, and if it gets erased, it gets erased. It's fine. What's the machlekes? Over there we established, they both agree, stams are erasing the Shem Hashem, b'yadayim is a problem, and having it erased by itself is not such an issue if it's on the person's skin. So what is the machlekes? Kaimel and they explain over there, in Shabbos, machlekes is tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, pligi. Whether it's a mitzvah to do tefillah b'zmana, meaning the time it takes to go find a proper cover may delay him going to the mikveh that day. So Tanakhama says, doesn't matter. Tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah, so who cares? He gets late, go to the mikveh tomorrow, but let him go find a proper covering to protect the Shem Hashem as much as possible. And it basically held, no, tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah, and therefore you don't want to delay him going to the mikveh by trying to find or read some sort of covering. He's going to delay his going to the mikveh, and I'll end up going to the mikveh the next day. We'd rather not. And that alone is reason to just go to the mikveh right away without having to cover the shame Hashem. What do you see? Basically, he's makbin on tefillah b'zmana. So why Basav Yom Kippur is he saying once you dive into all the five Shemoneh Esrei, you no longer can go to the mikveh? This Balkari can't go to the mikveh because he finished reading Nila. He can't go to the mikveh, he just wasted about the Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur. Why? Tefillah b'zmana should say he should go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur itself in order to have tefillah b'zmana. It says the Gemara, you're right. The time of the brace we said before by Yom Kippur about the Balkari not going to the mikveh once he davened all the Shemoneh Esrei, that's not Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi's talking like we just said in this most recent brace, tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, and therefore Balkari would be able to go to the mikveh even if he finished all the Shemoneh Esrei. Like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yosi would agree to that. That earlier brace, Rabbi Yosi over there is Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Itanya, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Eimer. Dayer the tefillah shape bachreina. It's sufficient that tefillah should be bachreina. It's sufficient that tefillah should be at the end. What's that talking about? Big sugi over there in Nida, where a woman has many different possibilities of what level of tumah she's in, what tumah she's counting from, and there's a discussion about how many times she has to go to the mikvah to satisfy all the possibilities of what tefillah. A woman who had a miscarriage, she was pregnant. There's a question of if she had a miscarriage while she was in Nida. Also, there's many different calculations of how many possible tumahs she's carrying and how many times she would have to go to the mikvah. And it basically says it's fine. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah all those possible times. Rather, because anyway, she's suffering tummy even regardless. Rather, once you come to the time where she's vade able to come to her, she goes to the mikvah, and that's sufficient. If you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, there would be, if you remember, they might count of how many, I forget the exact number, 35 tefillahs, a vast amount of tefillahs that's possible for a woman to have to do in order to satisfy all possible tummas that she had, but all the possibilities when she was tummy or not. So the Mandamer says that tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. She would have to go to the mikvah all those various times to become tar at the earliest possible time, depending on what type of potential tumah she has. Whereas we don't know what it is, and therefore she has to go to all the satisfy all possibilities by going to the mikvah many, many times. Whereas I'm sorry, I think the number is actually even much higher. I think the number could be as high as 89 times. Even I forgot exactly the numbers that are there, but it's many, many times. Whereas according to Beis Buda, he says nah, tefillah, you don't have to go to the mikvah all those times. Yes, it may be possible that she could be tummy. We don't know practically speaking that she's tummy, that she's becoming tar anyway, and therefore just wait till the time we know she's becoming tar and let her go to the mikvah then. Daya b'shaita, daya b'achreina. That's the idea over here too. Rabbi Yisrael held tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, and therefore, once someone finished all five shemoneh esrei, he finished Ni'ilah on Yom Kippur, and then he's malkeri. He's not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur anymore, because for tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, that alone is not enough of a reason. Is not considered enough of a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur itself. Okay, Tanarban. Harei kari Yom Kippur. One of Chalila sees kari on Yom Kippur. Yeri v'tev, he goes to the mikvah. The Larvi Shapshape, and in the evening he makes sure to remove any dirt, any potential chatzitza. Says Mara, what does that help? He went to the mikvah prior, and then you remove chatzitza afterwards. Well, Erev Mahadavavi, he already went to the mikvah. Elo Eim, what it means to say is, Erev Shapshape, from Erev Yom Kippur, he should take a proper shower and clean himself up and make sure there's no chatzitza in case, on the chance that Chalila, that he sees carrying Yom Kippur, he'll be able to go to the mikvah and he won't have other chatzitzas on his body. Tani Tanka Midrav Nachman, Harei Kirb Yom Kippurim, Avinesav Mechulamai. One who sees, I can say Chas Vashon, but we'll speak on something about that in a second. But a person who sees carrying on Yom Kippur, his avanis amaychel, it's considered as avanis have been forgiven. Vatanya, ask them where we learned the rights of avanis of sedurim. We learned the rights exact opposite. The one who sees carrying Yom Kippur is the right that his avanis of are lined up, meaning he's going to be judged. It's scary. My sedurim the machel, sedurim that arranged to be forgiven. This opinion is going that seeing carrying Yom Kippur is a reason the person should be confident that his averus are being forgiven. The Mar explains, Tana Tana B'Rav Shmuel, is Tana B'Rav of B'Rav Shmuel, Harei Kari B'Yom Kippurim, Yidda Kol Shana Kula, it was taught that one who sees Kari, this actually was born in Shulchan Aruch, one who sees Kari Yom Kippur should be worried the whole year. It's a bad omen, but if he survives the year, it's Muftach that he's Ben Amaba, Amr Nach Me'etzlek, Teida, the reason why it's Muftach Ben Amaba, and maybe this is with the explanation of the Amram before that we said, who held that, the Bryce that we said before, the world, that one who sees Kari is actually a good omen of Kapara. It's clearly the same logic. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused him to be in a matzav of enjoyment when he's issuing Kari. He's in a matzav of enjoyment, but everyone else is a matzav of tsar and fasting. He's in a matzav of enjoyment, says Gemara. Shekolim Kli Rav, who's Saveh, the whole world is hungry, and he's Saveh, so to speak, he's satiated, so that's a good omen for him, and therefore that's a good sign, either only if he survives the year, according to the most recent opinion, or even without that, according to the first prior opinion, the fact that he's Saveh, when everyone else says Rav, is a good omen, not a bad omen. Kesrav, Dimi, Amar, Mapish, I'm not going to read this last line. For those who want to make a Siyum, the 9 days starts in 2 days from now. I don't think this would be considered manipulating a Siyum for the 9 days. I think that's pretty close. The 9 days literally starts, not 2 days from now, sorry, tomorrow night starts the 9 days, right? Tomorrow night is the 9 days. So, okay, I'm not going to read the last word. For those who want to read it, you can make the Siyum on your own. But just one point that they speak out, that the Pesukim can discuss, that if a person can attribute a Riyas Keri to the normal factors, either Berurim, different Machshavas, maybe tacos of stress, I mean Kippur, whatever it may be, then he shouldn't get involved with all these types of extra Cheshbainas. All these Cheshbainas about being a good omen, a bad omen. If a person, if it's not so crazy, unlikely the fact that it happened to him in Kippur, it wouldn't be different than happening to him on a different time of the year. He shouldn't give it too much of the sort process, because that would not fall into this category. This category is almost like when it happens on its own without any other impulses, without any other reasoning. It happens on its own. That's really, that's where you get into more of a good omen, a bad omen, but that's when it came to an omen, because most people are not, should not be thinking in those terms. That seems to be what's brought in the Peskim. Mazel tov on those who read the last line, and we'll pick up Mitzvah Shem with Sukkah tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day.